Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
You need to call somebody.
your storm is over, I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it.
About your future.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we are excited about your future. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And yet will we praise him. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on, there are some of us that have made up our minds to praise God anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah. We will praise God anyhow. We will lift up our voices and shout to the Lord. We will give him the glory. We will give him the honor, and we will give him the praise, because he is worthy to be praised. Yes, God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. If you have faith, if you just believe, God's going to bring you out of that situation. God's going to lift you up when you're feeling down. God is the lifter of your head. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. He is Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. Yes. We wave our banner when we don't know what else to do. We just begin to wave our banner and begin to know that we have victory in Jesus. He is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. God will give you peace in the middle of the storm. Hallelujah. He is Jehovah Rophe, the Lord our healer. God is a healer. He is a healer. God will heal your broken heart.
Yes.
He will heal the pain. He will heal any pain in your body. He will heal any disease in your body. The Bible says that he came, that Jesus came with healing in his wings. Hallelujah. There was a woman in the Bible who said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. Oh, my God, my God, my God, you have to press your way in. And I thank God for those of you who are on this prayer line tonight, because you have made up your mind to press your way in. You have to press your way in. There's so many things that we can be doing right now as we are in our homes, in our cars, as we are going on the way home from work or just got home from work. Amen. There are so many things that we can be doing, but I thank God, Pastor Anthony, I thank God for a people who have pressed and made up their mind to pray. Amen. If Jesus said, can you not pray with me for 1 hour? Jesus knew that he was getting ready to go to the cross.
Right.
Even as we are in Holy Week right now, as we are in Holy Week, this is the time we're leading up to Good Friday, when Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross. There can be no resurrection without a cross. Amen. Hallelujah. He told us, Jesus told us in the Bible, if we're going to be his disciples, that we have to pick up our cross and follow him. Amen. And it's not easy. I know, we know that it is not easy to follow Jesus, but we must. Amen. Keep him as the center of our focus, my God. He must be our focal point, my God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. He is the author. He is the finisher of our faith. My God, God is faithful. Whatever he has started, he will complete it.
That's right.
He is faithful to finish the good work that he has begun in your life, that he has begun in you. God has a plan for your life. I say God has a plan for your life. He has a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, a plan to give you a hope and a future. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. As we were getting ready to come to prayer, the Lord showed me the scripture on today from the book of Psalms chapter 31. the book of Psalms, chapter 31. And I'm just going to read verse 12 and just begin to read a little bit from the Bible, Psalms 31, starting with verse 12. And it reads, I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness. My. Verse 19 says, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful. It says the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. That is so powerful. And the psalmist was talking about just going through and having enemies coming against him and basically just looking unto the Lord and being hidden in that secret place with God. And God will do that. The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. And in this psalm, it says that God will hide you in his presence. My God, God's glory will be so great on your life that the enemy won't even be able to find you. That is just so powerful. I love it. And the psalmist said that he has showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city, because this person has almost given up and said, I am cut off before the eyes of the Lord. But then there was a nevertheless, my God. And that's what I want to remind you of on today, that no matter what you're going through, there is still a nevertheless. There is still a nevertheless. And he said, nevertheless, thou heard the voice of my supplications when I cried unto you. So there is still a nevertheless. God still hears you. Nevertheless, God still has a plan for you, no matter what you're going through. Nevertheless, God still loves you. Nevertheless, God is still bringing you out in victory. Huh? Nevertheless, God has still given you power over the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. So love the Lord. The psalmist said, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful. Continue to be faithful faithful. Stay on the battlefield. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't listen to the naysayers. I know people are talking about you. I know they have their mouths on you. I know that they're telling you what you cannot do, what you cannot be, what you cannot have. And I'm here to tell you on tonight, Pastor Anthony, and I came to tell you on tonight that the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. Hallelujah. We silence every wagging tongue over your life right now in the name of Jesus. And the accuser, the Bible says the devil is the accuser of the brethren. Hallelujah. He comes to lie to you, trying to deceive you, trying to get you to give up on God. But don't give up on God. Because God will never give up on you. No matter what you did, how many times you did it, who you did it with, God will never give up on you. You might have messed up yesterday, but God is a redeemer. He's a forgiver. Hallelujah. Our Redeemer lives. He says, I will put all of that stuff, all of your sins into the sea of forgetfulness. The sea of forgetfulness. There is not, you can't be too bad for God's mercy. God, you can't be beyond God's mercy, because God says, if you come to me and you cry to me, I will hear you. Hallelujah. I will pick you up. I will dust you off. I will put your feet on solid ground. I will turn your life around. Hallelujah. And I will use your testimony for my glory. God has a great plan for you. In the last verse, he says, be of good courage. Verse 24, be of good courage. And we're in Psalms 28. Verse 24, I just want to exhort you on tonight, be of good courage, be of good courage. That means do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, do not be dismayed, do not let your heart be faint, do not get depressed, do not allow yourself to sink to a low level or a low point in your emotions, hallelujah, but be of good courage. Hallelujah. Because God is going to strengthen your heart. He says, he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. It's time for you to pick your hope up and put your hope back in God. So don't hope on people. Don't count on people to do what only God can do for you. Put your hope back in the Lord. God, Jesus is the lifter of my head. My God. My God, I love people, but I know that Jesus is the lifter of my head. You got to declare that tonight. Jesus is the lifter of my head. In him only will I trust. I put my trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Be encouraged on tonight. I feel God right now. Hallelujah. Just quickening the hearts of his people. God says, if you hope and trust in me, I will strengthen you. If you put your hope in me, I will give you the strength to come through every battle. I will give you the strength to come through the wilderness. I will give you the strength to pass the test. He says, I will strengthen you. Put your hope in me. Continue to trust me when it looks impossible. Oh.
Right.
Continue to trust me even when it looks impossible. God is saying on today that he is the Lord of the impossibility. When it looks impossible for man, it's just right for God.
Amen.
You got to hear God. You have to hear God on tonight. When it looks impossible for man, it is just right for God. What we can't do in our own flesh, God can do it supernaturally. Do you believe in the supernatural tonight? Even as we're going towards Resurrection Sunday, as we're going towards Good Friday, it says that they crucified Jesus. The Bible says they crucified him on the Friday night. And he was in the grave for 3 days, but on the third day, he got up. Come on, early one Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. He got up with all power in his hand. He got up with power, amen, and that same power that rose Jesus up from the grave is resting on the inside of you. You have dunamis power. You have dynamite power on the inside of you. You have the power to destroy every yoke. There is an anointing that destroys every yoke, and that power, I stir up the power in your belly on tonight. I stir it up on tonight, and I speak resurrection life to every dead situation in your life right now. In the name of Jesus, I declare joy over your life. I declare peace over your life. I declare laughter over your life. I declare victory over your life. I declare prosperity, oh glory, over your life. In the name of Jesus, rejoicing and leaping and dancing and shouting and praising God, hallelujah, worshiping him at his holy throne because of his greatness, hallelujah. He is our restorer. He is a God of total restoration. God says, I'm going to restore everything. Oh, my God. Everything that the canker worm has stolen from you, God says, I'm getting ready to restore it. Everything that the palmer worm, the canker worm, the locust, and the caterpillar has eaten away, God says, I'm getting ready to restore it. God says, they thought that they had taken everything from you. Oh, the devil thought he had you. He had you. He thought he had you right where he wanted you. They took away. He thought he had taken away your deal. He thought he had taken away your fight. He thought he had taken away your power, your strength, your stability, your faith. But the devil has fought a losing battle because God sent Pastor Anthony and I tonight to let you know that you still got power in your belly. You still got the power to sustain this wilderness experience. You still have power to sustain the battle. And guess what? If you have hope and faith, you don't even have to fight this battle because the battle is not yours. God's going to give you the victory just because. God is going to give you the victory just because. So be of good courage. Continue to hope and trust in God. God didn't bring you this far to leave you, my God. God didn't bring you this far to leave you. He brought you a mighty long way. Some of you right now, listening under the sound of my voice, you can say, as I look back over my life, I can surely say that I've been blessed, and I have a testimony. My God, somebody better shout right there in the name of Jesus. You got a testimony. You have a testimony that that thing didn't take you out. It didn't kill you. Yes. You're still here. Yes. The devil is fearful. Every time you wake up in the morning and put your feet on the floor, the devil trembles. My God. The devil says, oh, my God, he's up. Oh, my God, she's up. I thought I had him. I thought I had her. See, the devil wants you to quit, but God says, oh, no, you can't quit. There's something that he put on the inside of you. He put his spirit on the inside of you. God put his spirit on the inside of you. And the spirit of the most holy God won't let you quit. After the pastor sing to Pastor Anthony, because I feel the fire of the Lord, God's not going to let you quit. He's not going to let you give up. Be of good courage. Continue to trust in God, and he's going to strengthen you. Pastor Anthony, what you got to say about that? My God, hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
God is such an awesome God. He's a wonderful Savior. Pastor, the Spirit of the living God is on this line on tonight.
Yes.
The fire of God.
Jesus.
The word said he's a consuming fire.
My God.
Hallelujah. We'll be tested in the fire, but we're going to come forth as pure gold.
Yes, glory.
So it's just a test. Whatever it is you're going through, Pastor, you touched heaven tonight. Heaven is touching earth on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. That is a prophetic word that somebody needed to hear on tonight, a powerful prayer. Even as we open up the prayer lines momentarily,
yes.
I thank God for these Tuesday night prayers,
yes,
these intercessory moments that we have. We are binding up the hands of demonic activity, this spiritual warfare at its best. But you already reminded us tonight that we are more than conquerors in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
You told the people of God, we already got the victory, and we ought to run and rejoice on that. Hallelujah. Oh, you better hear the Holy Ghost. Pastor, he got up. That means we can get up. Oh, glory be to God. We can get up and over and out of any and every situation that the devil tries to put us in. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the power of prayer because we are praying with a powerful people.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus, we are reminded through our ear gate tonight because faith cometh by hearing and hearing through the word of the living God, your Logos word, these 66 books of the Bible, the Old and the New Testament. We thank you for your written word in the name of Jesus.
You
say it is written. So right now, Lord, it is written that we are more than conquerors. And I thank you, Lord, even as Pastor Rebecca spoke prophetically, that we are prosperous, that we are the well and not the sick, that disease cannot stay in our bodies, that poverty will not stay in our homes, that confusion and glory be to God, dysfunction will not be our portion. But in the name of Jesus, you wish above all things that we prosper. And be in good health. Have our souls prosper. Oh, glory be to God.
Glory.
Oh, God, we know you have the best in mind for us. We're not going to settle for less. We're not going to compromise because it's Easter Sunday coming up in the name of Jesus. It's Good Friday when it was dark. But we are reminded in this Lenten season, during this holy week, of the price you paid for us on Calvary, on Gethsemane, in the name of Jesus. So right now, Lord, because of the shed blood, we plead the blood of Jesus over every situation. The blood of Jesus is going to heal every body. God words that he will satisfy you with long life. So, Lord, right now, we speak against tumors. We speak against heart disease. We come against high and low blood pressure. We come against right now, and we bind up that spirit of depression in the name of Jesus, that spirit of sorrow and pitifulness. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength on tonight.
Yes, my God.
The joy of the Lord is your strength born tonight. I dare you to praise God right now. I dare you to give him a hallelujah right now. Watch that trouble get smaller. Begin to praise God. Begin to worship God. Begin to glorify God. In the name of Jesus, don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big God is. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God will not leave you like you are. God is going to bring you out of this too. God is going to bring you to a blessed place and a best place. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for the people of God who are on this line, that you would bless them, that you would enlarge their territory, that you would increase their capacity. God's increasing somebody's capacity tonight to believe him and to believe his word. Pastor said the enemy continues to lie to you and I. The devil continues to try to tell us and deceive you and I. The devil's trying to put negative thoughts in our minds and in our hearts and in our spirits. But the devil is a liar. We're going to believe the word of God on tonight. We're going to stand on that foundation of the word of the living God. I don't care if the doctor said whatever. Believe that you are healed because that's the word of God. I don't care what collections and the bill collectors are saying. The Lord says we are above and not beneath. We are the head and not the tail. We are the lender and not the borrower. We are blessed going in and we are blessed coming out. Oh, glory be to God. I said you're blessed going in and you're blessed coming out. In the name of Jesus. That's why if you're looking for employment, fill out the application, put in the resume, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare favor over every life on this line. If you need housing tonight, we believe with you, and we stand in agreement that God is going to open doors that no man can shut. He's going to shut that no man can open, because eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I pray tonight that you receive it by faith,
yes,
that better is coming,
yes,
that your best days are ahead of you,
yes,
that glory be to God, your ladder shall be,
yes,
greater,
yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for every life.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Every family represented,
hallelujah,
on this prayer line.
Hallelujah.
Every child and grandchild, extended relatives, friends, in the name of Jesus, being blessed, Lord, through the prayer of this prayer line.
Yes.
We pray for the lost sheep of Israel. We pray for the backslider,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. We pray for that person struggling. Glory be to God. We pray in the name of Jesus, that person with confusion in their mind. We pray right now, Lord, for the brokenhearted on tonight. We pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, glory be to God. Move every mountain. Move every stumbling block. Remove every hindrance in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Pastor, you said there's an anointing that destroys the yoke. And that burden right now is being removed off the people of God.
My God.
That yoke that kept you in bondage for years, that yoke that's trying to put itself around your neck, that yoke that's trying to choke the life out of you, right now, there's an anointing on your life to break it, and it's already done. The curse is broken. The chains are broken. I hear the chains falling. Glory be to God. Oh, Lord, have your way. Have your way, God, on this prayer line. Your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. As the rain and the snow comes down to the earth and give bud to the ground, it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And that rain and that snow, it does not come back void because it hits the earth and it produces fruit. It produces seed. It produces harvest. So your word won't come back void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will remain forever. So we thank you for the declaration of your word over our lives. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you for 1482 Maple Avenue. In the name of Jesus, every member of New Creation Church, every family right now, bless them, Lord. Glory be to God. Every person on this prayer line, in the name of Jesus, in need of a financial miracle, in need of a miracle concerning their health, in need, Lord, of a miracle in their mindset. Right now, we call it done.
No.
Oh, we receive it. You said decree a thing, and it shall be established. And right now, we decree and declare out of our mouths, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And right now, we speak and we say disappear. Right now, we speak to illness, and we say, be gone. Right now, we speak to lack and poverty, and we say, you are destroyed. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Bless your people. Thank you for the promises of God, which are yea and amen. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus came that we might have life and have it Zoe more abundantly.
Jesus.
Pastor, I got excited when you said we are powerful people. Jesus said, I give you power to speak to sickness and to talk to sickness, and the sick will be healed. I give you power over demons, and they'll be cast out of people. I give you power over the enemy of this world, and nothing by any means will hurt you. And a promise of the Holy Ghost. He said, wait, because the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and you're going to receive power, dunamis.
Oh, glory.
Dunamis, dynamite, explosive power.
My God.
See, we're not a passive people. We're not a timid people. Because the word says the kingdom of God suffereth violence.
Yes.
But the violence got to take it by force.
Take it by force.
Get aggressive with the things of God. Go back and take your blessings back.
Oh,
David said, should I pursue? Should I go back and get my stuff? And God is telling somebody tonight, pursue that job.
Yes.
Pursue that career.
Yes, God.
Pursue that dream that he gave you a long
yes,
time ago.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Pursue that ambition. Pursue, glory be to God, that cause that you know God has called you to. So, Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I thank you for a powerful people.
Yes, God.
I thank you for a blessing in the name of Jesus. Because you said where two or more are gathered in your name, you would be in the midst.
Yes.
If my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves, if they would pray like we're doing right now, if they would seek my face, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. And the verses before that tell you and I not to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to have enough worries of its own. So right now, Lord, I pray over your people that you give us with a spirit of thanksgiving and supplication. Bring your prayers and supplications to God, and he'll give us a peace which surpasses all understanding. Your sleep going to be sweet tonight. Your life is going to be blessed from this day forward. Your best days are ahead of you.
Yes.
Glory be to God. So we thank you, Lord, for being our comforter. We thank you, Lord, for being our advocate and our partner in this Christian walk. Because greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. So, Lord, I thank you for the Holy Ghost on tonight. I thank you, glory be to God, that Jesus, you were obedient even unto the death of the cross. As we celebrated Palm Sunday, Pastor, they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the name of Jesus. Hosanna, Hosanna. And not long after that, they were saying, crucify him. My, how people can turn on you.
My God.
So, Lord, I thank you for a faithful people to prayer.
Yes.
I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that you told us to pray without ceasing, that you told us to pray for one another that we might be healed, that you said men ought always to pray. So, Lord, I thank you for the people of God on this prayer line tonight. As we open up the prayer lines, I'm feeling led, Pastor, to just quote the Lord's prayer.
Amen, amen.
His disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray.
Teach us to pray.
They knew how to pray.
Yeah.
They were Jewish, devout Jews. Those were the first Christians, the first church. They were very religious. They believed in the Torah. They believed in the word of God. But they said, Lord, teach us to pray. And he said, when you pray, pray like this. People of God, just repeat it after me. Our Father.
Our Father.
Who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy
will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and
forgive us
of our trespasses as we, God, forgive others who have come against us. And Father God, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all kinds of evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And the church said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We ought to praise God on that.
Hallelujah.
We thank him for our daily bread.
Hallelujah.
We ought to praise God for that, that we had something to eat today, that we got shoes on our feet, that we got a roof over our head, that we got clothes on our back. We ought to thank God for our daily provisions. We ought to take nothing for granted on tonight. With a spirit of thanksgiving, thank God for what's going right in your life. Thank God for that you're still in the land of the living. Give God the praise right now for keeping you in your right mind. Give God the praise. praise right now. But glory be to God.
Glory.
Because he's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the glory. And he's worthy of the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. If there's any prayer request on tonight, Pastor and I strongly believe in the power of prayer.
Yes.
The New Creation Church family, that church is built on prayer.
Yes.
So we want to pray for you, and we want to pray with you on tonight.
Yes.
We're going to open up the prayer lines. Callers, we see those hands, and we thank God for you on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Area code, God bless you, 678.
Yes.
Eric Cole, 678, God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. How are you, Jesse?
It's Jesse. I'm calling you from work.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Amen. Did you have a prayer request on tonight?
I do have a prayer request. As always, I'm standing in the need of prayer. I ask a special prayer for a dear friend of mine, Sharon Jones. Just give her strength. She's a child of God and a deserving person, but you know, sometimes on jobs, things are political when you're trying to get a promotion, and she's been denied several times, and she is a child of God and worthy of a promotion, and she didn't get the promotion today, and I'm just praying her strength in God, because I feel if one door is closed, God has another door that will open in your favor.
Amen.
Yes.
So we definitely will lift up Sister Sharon Jones. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name and we magnify your name on tonight. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for Sister Sharon Jones, Lord, your daughter, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. You know, you said in your word that you know the plans you have for her, plans to prosper her and not to harm her, plans to give her a hope and a future, Lord. And you said also in your word that the heart of the king is in your hands. So, Lord, even as she came up for promotion again and was denied, Lord, we know, Lord, that you know the beginning from the end, and that even as this door was closed, as Brother Jesse said, that there is another door open on her behalf. So, Lord, we thank you for the open door on tonight, God. And we pray, Father God, that you will lead Sharon to the door that has been opened on her behalf. Lord, we thank you for prosperity. We declare prosperity and blessings over her life. We declare right now the release, the supernatural release of everything that the enemy is trying to hold up from her. We thank you, Lord, that what you have for Sharon Jones is for Sharon Jones, and no man, no devil, no witch, no one can hold it back. So, Lord, we declare right now that every yoke is broken, that every stronghold is broken. We cancel every demon on assignment right now, and we declare victory in her life right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, right now we pray for strength in the meantime. Lord, we pray right now, Father God, even if she got the news on today, God, that you will strengthen her, that you will encourage her, God, that you, Father God, will even touch her right now as we're praying. God, lay your hands on her right now and touch her right now, God. Lord, let her feel your presence like never before. Let her feel hope and encouragement like never before. Lord, let her lift up her head to the hills from where her help comes from, knowing that her help truly does come from you, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for opening doors that no man can close. We thank you, Lord, even for the closed doors, oh God, even on tonight, God, that you have something much better in store for Sister Sharon Jones, God. So, Lord, we just thank you that she is a daughter of the King. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for releasing supernatural, exponential blessings in her life. We thank you, Lord, for releasing so much that she can't even receive it, God. Too much, the overflow. We declare overflow in her life. life right now. In the name of Jesus, a supernatural abundance, miracles, oh God, a miraculous release, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for Brother Jesse who brought her to your throne on tonight, God. Lord, I ask, Father God, we ask that you continue to bless him, oh God. Lord, we ask that you continue to stir up, Father God, the fire that you already have placed in his belly, God. Lord, we thank you for supernatural blessings on his life, God. Lord, oh God, thank you for opening, Father God, doors, oh God, that, Father God, that he saw as closed, oh God. Lord, we thank you for miracles in his life. Oh, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for divine favor over his life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we ask that you will bless these two, God. Lord, even as they are standing, Father God, before your throne on tonight, God. And we thank you, Lord, that there is no good thing that you will withhold from them. And we declare it to be so, that it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. Thank you for calling in tonight. God's going to do something supernatural because he does answer the prayers of the righteous. He said they are powerful and effective. So we know that God is answering the prayers that are relinquished from this place and coming up to his throne. He says that we can come boldly to his throne, knowing that if we ask anything according to his will, that he will give us those petitions for which we have asked. So we touch and agree with you on tonight, our brother, and we touch and agree with Sharon Jones on tonight, knowing that God's about to do something marvelous in the both of your lives. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. I love your faith, brother. I love your faith. So you continue
Thank
with
you.
That faith. Amen. God bless you. Continue to listen, and we'll see you again on the prayer line right here.
Thank you, ma'am.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Caller, we see your hand. Area code 678. God bless you. Welcome to the prayer line on tonight.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. To God be all the glory. I'd like to give thanks to God for turning my part-time job into a full-time job. That means more hours, more money. So I love to give God all the praise and glory. And thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise God and rejoice with you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, thank you. And I'd like for you to pray for a friend of mine. She's very, very sick. She lives in Indiana. She has emphysema. She's been she's on a life support system. And just want to say a prayer for her. When they thought she wasn't going to come through, she did. She had a heart attack first, and then the doctors didn't think she was going to come out of it, and she did, and now she's on a life support system. So I just want to, you know, want you guys to pray for her and for her family, and that's it, and God bless you both.
Hey, what's her name? Hey, amen. What is her name again, Sister Maria?
Her name is Marcy. I don't know her last name, but her name is Marcy.
Amen. Marcy.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name,
yes,
we thank
God.
You right now, even as Sister Maria, Father God, is lifting up her friend Marcy in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, hallelujah, Lord, that the presence of the God is in that entire situation.
Jesus.
We thank you, glory be to God. It's not over until you say it's over, and we're letting your will be done, Father God, concerning her life. And right now, Lord, be with the family right now
yes.
in the mighty name of Jesus, even as she is in life support or life support and hospice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for strengthening this family. We thank you for the love and unity and the collectiveness coming together, Lord, even at this trying time as a family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word to comfort those with the comfort that we've been comforted with. And right now, you are the comforter. That is one of your characteristics. Mm-hmm. So right now, Lord, comfort that family. Even comfort Marcy in her state, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the peace of God being with her, Lord, even in this season in her life.
Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Jesus.
Oh, God, you're able.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. With man, it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So it ain't over till you say it's over. But we thank you for her life right now. We thank you, glory be to God, that she is standing in the need of prayer, and we're praying because our prayers are effective and powerful. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, let your will be done. We thank you, glory be to God, that you are merciful God. You are a compassionate God. You are a caring God. You are a loving God, and we pray to you, Lord, because you are able, you are worthy to pray praise and praise too. So, Lord, we thank you for this family. We thank you for even Sister Maria, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for that promotion and the raise and the increase in income, uncommon favor being on her life in this season, goodness and mercy continuing to follow her all the days of her life. So we thank you, Lord, even as she lifted up her friend, lift her in the name of Jesus in every area of life. Glory be to God. So we thank you for her witness. We thank you for her praise and her worship.
Yes.
And we thank you for her household in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, bless her.
Yes.
Bless these two women of God in the name of Jesus. Be with them. Touch them. Breathe on them in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
And we bind up any attack. We bind up any demonic spirit or activity. We bind up any spiritual warfare that may try to become a stumbling block in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, loose your word, loose your prosperity, and loose your promise and provisions over these two women. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you,
Paul. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you. Thank God for that praise report. From a part-time to a full-time position,
yes, hallelujah.
God is a God
hallelujah.
Of increase.
Yes,
He's a God of increase.
Yes, God is a God of increase. And two things, when Pastor was praying, God told me to step out on the waters and believe him for healing for Marcy. You know,
you.
Just step out on the waters. And that's why I'm glad Pastor prayed and said God is able, because God is able. They said she wouldn't make it, and she did, and she's on life support now. And he's still able, amen, hallelujah, to bring her off of life support. So we just thank God for his, for the miracles. He's a God of the supernatural, amen.
Thank
and we thank God for the supernatural. He said this is a season when he wants us to ask him for the impossible. My God, hallelujah. And the second thing God showed me, even as Pastor was, we were praising God for your increase in hours. God told me he's getting ready to give you some more money. And
I don't
know where it's coming from.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Wow.
Yes,
he said that would give us some more money. So I don't know where it's coming from. I'm just being obedient and releasing the word. He said he's going to give you some more money. So we rejoice with you in advance.
Amen.
For the increase. Pastor said increase, and God said more money.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
We thank
Amen.
God for the increase and
Hallelujah.
The more money that's coming
Hallelujah.
To you. Amen. Hallelujah. All of your needs are going
well,
to be met. I said already. My God. Hallelujah. He said already. It's already done. Hallelujah. It's already done. Hallelujah. He showed me that it is already done. So we just thank God that he's the God of already. And I just praise him tonight for what he's already done. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I received that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Continue to listen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you both.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Call with that praise report.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we thank God for that in the name of Jesus. But if there's any more prayer requests, just press 1 on your phone device. We're momentarily about to go off the air, but we thank God. At this time, we just want to thank each and every person in the name of Jesus who blessed us. We see that hand caller who blessed us on this weekend as we released our books and we released another book. We thank God for the New Creation Church family and so many that put their hand to the plow and did not look back.
Yes.
It was a total success.
Yes.
Our pastor had a lot of family that came in from out of town. We had the church came out in good number. It was just a blessed time in the Lord. To God be the glory. We're going to continue to pray, and we're going to talk a little more about what transpired this weekend. But area code 908, we thank God for you on tonight. Area code 908.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Lori. God bless you.
Yes, we had a high time on Sunday. Praise God. I'm so grateful that I was there. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes. I'm calling in for prayer for Isaiah. I'm asking for you and Pastor to pray that all demonic things would just come out of his life. You know, the devil is just, I'm not giving him any glory. I'm believing God for all things, but, you know, prayer helps, you know, and I'm just reaching out for my son. Pray for my son.
Amen. Let us do that right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this mother on tonight. Sister Lori Davis, Lord, even as we lift up her son, Isaiah Davis, to you on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we submit him to you. We, Father God, say, have your way in that young man's life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up any spirit that's not of you off of him right now. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we say, loose your promise, loose your prosperity, loose your power in his life right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, regulate his thoughts. Allow the mind of Christ to be in that young man right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for divine protection over his life. Right now, Lord, we thank you for impartation of your spirit, Lord, overwhelming him and indwelling him in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, we bind up any spirit right now that is not of you. We bind up any demonic activity that's trying to infiltrate his life. We bind up, Father God, even the wrong connections or Father God, those who try to have influence in his life, who are speaking negativity into his life. Father God, any negative influences right now, we bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus. Lord, his life is promised by you. His ladder shall be greater. His future shall be bright. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, allow his gifts to continue to make room for him. Allow, glory be to God, you to stir up the gift of God in his young life. So, Lord, we thank you for little brother Isaiah right now. We thank you for this father, this son, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you'll make a way where there seems to be no way. That you'll, Father God, allow, in the name of Jesus, a spirit of anger, a spirit of confusion, a spirit, Father God, whatever it may be that's not pleasing to you right now, we right now, Lord, we break it. Oh, glory be to God. We break that power off of his life. We break the glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Your word has authority, and we take authority right now.
Right now.
We take authority over the enemy, and we say that young man is prosperous. That young man is victorious. That young man is more than a conqueror. That young man is prosperous. That young man is a victor and not a victim in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we thank you for his young life, that you will protect him, that you will shield him, that you will order his steps and guide him with your word.
Hallelujah.
Speak to his mind and speak to his heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we know you can do all things but fail.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes.
So we give Isaiah to you. Oh,
yes.
Shabbat.
Oh.
We give Isaiah to you.
Yes, God.
And, Lord, be with this mother.
Yes, Lord.
Give her peace in her heart and peace in her mind concerning not just Isaiah but all of her children.
Yes,
give this mother, Lord, in the name of Jesus, comfort. So we thank you for Sister Lori on tonight. That you would be with her and be in her and be with her and be upon her every waking moment in the name of Jesus. So we call her household blessed. We call her home blessed. We call her seed and her children, her grandchild blessed, grandchildren blessed in the name of Jesus. So thank you for all of her children.
Yes, Lord.
All grandchildren in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Continue to bless and breathe on Lori and cover and protect her.
Yes, Yes,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Well, daughter, God is with you. He's with your son. God promises for you and your seed is yea and amen.
Yes.
He never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread.
Yes.
Even when it looks dark.
Yes.
That's what faith is all about.
Yes.
It's not what we see. It's not what we hear. It's not how we feel. It's believing that word of God.
My God.
And right now, I just pray your strength in the Lord, that you stand on the word, which will not come back void.
Yes,
your posterity is blessed. Your seed is blessed.
My God.
Yes,
generations that have come through you are blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
so, Lord,
God.
We thank you for Isaiah on tonight.
Yes,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Be encouraged.
Thank you,
be encouraged, daughter.
Right.
Be encouraged.
Thank you,
amen. Amen. You're welcome.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
God bless you. Be encouraged.
Amen.
We thank God for Sister Lori and Isaiah and Elijah, that entire family, in the name of Jesus. She is a blessing to me and Pastor, the New Christian Church family.
Yes.
She's been with us for a long time, has been faithful, and we know that God, glory be to God, is going to honor her in the name of Jesus as she brought her son before the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God is not just able. He will do what he said he will do.
Jesus.
So we're believing and standing in agreement for Isaiah, that he is a blessed young man in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for my mother-in-law, my wife, Mother Mae Thomas, down in Sanford, Florida, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, Lord, bless her and encourage her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even in this season, Father God, she's down in Florida with her sisters, and we thank you for her house, her household, all of her children and her grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, even as we were here as a family, part of the family was here on this weekend. It all started with Mother Mae Thomas in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the love that she has shown us over the years, especially me. Now that it's on her children, Lord, the way we fellowship and the way we are family with one another, we thank you, Lord, for her willingness to teach us about the things of God, the love that she, Father God, showed us throughout the years, the caringness and the compassion and concern for her children and her grandchildren, Lord. Encourage her heart. Meet every need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her, Father God. Bless her indeed. We thank you, Father God, for provision in the name of Jesus in every area of life. If sickness or disease try to come into her body, we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. No pain, no torment, no sickness, no illness, no disease. Father God, give her, regulate her thoughts right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for power. Thank you for laughter. Thank you for joy unspeakable in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for the love that my mother has, Lord, in the name of Jesus. My mother-in-law has for her children, her grandchildren, her church family, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
God.
So continue to bless my mother, Mae Thomas. Continue to bless her sister, Aunt Fanny, Lord, as she continues to mourn the transition of her son, Timmy, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all the aunts and the uncles, all the relatives and cousins and in-laws in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Thomas family and all the families involved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
We love you, Mom.
Yes.
We're going to continue to pray for you.
Yes.
We missed you this weekend.
Yes.
Gary and Jackie, we all were here, and we were talking about you and thanking God for you being there for us always.
Amen.
And we thank God for you. Love you, Mom.
Amen, Mommy. We see you and we love you. Amen. We love you. Amen.
Hallelujah. That's my mother, Mae Thomas, and we thank God for her.
That's my mama.
Amen. Way down in Florida, and it's a little chilly here in Jersey.
It's still cold.
Amen. We're not receiving that. But we're going to go off the air, but again, we want to give everyone, we're going to keep thanking the people of God because we have an attitude of gratitude. And Pastor and I talked about it since Sunday. It was a total success. We worked collectively as a church. People did above and beyond what was expected, came to us and gave and shared and worked. And we thank God for the New Creation Church family.
Yay.
Y'all made us proud this weekend. So many people was at that church.
Yes.
And we didn't hear one negative feedback,
one
negative complaint. So we thank God for you guys being our ears and our eyes when we couldn't tend to everybody. The love and the hospitality was just insurmountable. So we thank God for you, Sister Carmen and Sister Dolores, Sister Lori, Evangelist Rabinia. So many people stepped up. Sister Izetta,
yes.
Amen,
yes.
who did Above and Beyond. Just so many names we can start calling.
Yes.
Evangelist Deidre, amen.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Yes.
Minister Andre, Sister Tika,
yes.
So many. Kayla Sudani,
yes.
Hakita, she sold out all her cookies. Mind you would have been proud of your granddaughter.
Yes.
She sold out all of her cookies. And just a praise report, I'm going to put it on the prayer line because our daughter's not here sometimes. But right after the event on Sunday, she got a major client that want to do business with her.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
God didn't take long.
Yes.
She launched her cookie company on Sunday.
Wow.
She sold out. And she got a major contract for her cookies and other desserts before we can get home. A lady who owns a restaurant in the New Jersey area.
God.
That's how God is. God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
And he's no respecter of persons. So we thank God for you on tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go off the air. We'll be at New Creation Church on tomorrow night and Thursday night. And this Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. It's Easter Sunday. Bring somebody to church. Invite somebody to church. We're going to have a high time in the Lord on Easter Resurrection Sunday.
Yes.
This weekend coming up. So we thank God for you. But we will be in church also on tomorrow night and
yes.
Thursday night. So press your way out, and we're going to have a high time in the Lord. Hallelujah. 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, is our local church location. So if you're anywhere in the tri-state area, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, you can get to Hillside. It's conveniently located, and we get blessed every time we come together. Jesus' name. Good night, everyone. We thank God for you. We love each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Go in peace and serve your God. Hallelujah.